Have you ever felt that nagging sense that you are meant for something more? That beneath the daily grind lies a deeper purpose? In The Art of Work, Jeff Goins explores this universal quest through stories of ordinary people who found extraordinary purpose. The most powerful revelation? A calling isn't something you simply choose, it's something that chooses you. This insight has resonated with millions, including Tim Ferriss, who praised the book's actionable insight about finding your calling. Perhaps what makes this exploration so compelling is that it challenges our conventional understanding of purpose. A calling is not some carefully crafted plan, Goins writes. It's what's left when the plan goes horribly wrong. Eric and Garrett Miller's story exemplifies how purpose emerges from life's darkest moments. When 5-year-old Garrett was diagnosed with a brain tumor that left him blind, mute, and paralyzed after surgery, his father had an epiphany. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. We needed to be living life all of the time, Eric realized. This wasn't philosophical musing. It became their family's guiding principle. When Garrett met blind tandem cyclist Matt King, something sparked in the boy. Despite his limitations, he was determined to ride again. 6 months later, after enduring a year of treatments, 6-year-old Garrett completed his first triathlon with his father, exactly 1 year after his debilitating surgery. 14 years later, Garrett has competed in over a dozen triathlons, climbed Machu Picchu, and earned Eagle Scout rank. When asked if he ever wondered what life would have been like without the tumor, Garrett simply replied, "I've never really thought about it." At some point, you believed you were born for something significant. Then life happened. Parents, professors, and practicality talked you out of your dreams. The Miller story answers a question many fear. What happens when the life you end up living doesn't look like the one you planned? Finding your calling requires awareness of life's subtle clues rather than dramatic epiphanies. Purpose emerges not from getting what you want, but from how you respond to circumstances, especially difficult ones. While many chase happiness through job hopping, Viktor Frankl found that humans primarily seek meaning, which requires three elements: a meaningful project, significant relationships, and a redemptive view of suffering. This journey demands mentors, as illustrated by Ginny Fang's story. After facing rejection for her pregnancy at 23 in Singapore, she discovered her calling as a doula through an unexpected connection. Despite initial nervousness, she found her first birth experience exhilarating, like slipping into an old pair of shoes. The self-made success story is a myth. We all need guides. Every extraordinary person has mentors who help them become who they were meant to be. Success is inherently communal, shaped by both intentional teachers and unexpected influences. The key isn't finding mentors, but recognizing them when they appear. True mentors challenge you to grow, as demonstrated by Ellen Frank's Illumination Atelier with her "Yes and Why Not Try This?" Often, the best mentors are already in our lives, friends, former coaches, and acquaintances who can offer wisdom if we're willing to see them as guides. Your calling demands dedicated practice that reveals both strengths and limitations. Stephanie Fisher's American Idol audition demonstrated this. Despite claiming lifelong practice, her performance drew Simon Cowell's blunt assessment: "Honestly, you can't sing." While talent show dreamers often fail, unexpected successes like Susan Boyle emerge. Research shows natural talent stems largely from practice. Even innate ability means little without rigorous training. Deliberate practice, specific training that stretches you, is essential for excellence, typically requiring 10,000 hours. Daniel Coyle defines deep practice as repeated attempts that end in failure until success arrives. Discovering your calling involves intentional decisions, not sudden epiphanies. Ben and Christy Carlson's shift from South African leadership development to launching a Burundi coffee business shows how combining passion with purpose creates opportunity. Finding your calling requires trust and conscious choice, not instant recognition. The path to purpose has three stages: Hearing the call, a unique summons, responding through action, where persistence outweighs perfect understanding, and beginning to believe, recognizing how past experiences prepare you. Success comes through patient bridge building, not waiting for dramatic leaps. Failure enables success rather than preventing it. Matt McWilliams' journey through setbacks, from losing a political position to being fired from an insurance company he'd grown, demonstrates how life's work often emerges through failures. Pivoting helps navigate obstacles, as Groupon exemplifies. Originally, The Point, a social causes platform, it shifted to group discounts during the 2008 recession, reaching a $13 billion valuation. Every calling includes a wilderness period that serves as preparation. Callings often combine multiple elements. Jody Mabery's story shows how they can emerge from places. Inspired by Yellowstone, he left finance for Washington State, drawn to Deception Pass State Park. A friend's suggestion about park ranger positions transformed his path. Keith describes a portfolio life where people combine multiple roles instead of pursuing one career. By 2030, freelancers will become the majority of the American workforce. This concept reframes work as a collection of varied activities rather than a single career path. True mastery means approaching life as creative work. In our expedient world, we've lost sight of craft and excellence. Dorothy Sayers suggested approaching work like play, something done for its own sake. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's research shows happiness comes from flow, the intersection of challenge and competency, rather than wealth beyond basic needs. Your calling isn't a job, but your entire life. In Uganda, I met Sam, who despite hardships, focused on sending his deaf son to school and building a better house, dreams for his family's future. When I left my corporate job to work independently, I discovered that without financial pressure, motivation became elusive. Mr. Holland's opus tells of a music teacher trying to compose his masterwork while teaching. When fired after decades, he discovers hundreds of former students gathered to celebrate his impact. The governor, his former student, declares, "Mr. Holland, we are your symphony." His perceived interruptions were his true calling. Finding your calling means discovering your identity. As Mae Sarton wrote, "Now I become myself. It's taken time, many years, and places." Too many recreate lives they admire, rather than embracing their authentic selves, often avoiding their calling by claiming dreams too risky or themselves too old. Your calling is a journey, not a destination. We all face what Hemingway feared, dying with important work left undone. We all die unfinished symphonies, as a friend said. Success isn't about completion, but working passionately while accepting our limitations. It's about the legacy you leave and recognizing what's been waiting for you to embrace.